Welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 467. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Frosty One may or may not join us. We changed the time, so he's going to be, you know, sometimes here, sometimes not. So, thank you guys for joining us. Gentlemen, how was your week?
Yep. I finally got better.
Yeah, you were under the weather for sure. What about you, Brake? Nothing? Crickets?
Nothing.
Yeah, crickets. All right.
Wait. There's a big announcement this week, and you're not going to say nothing.
We're going to get to that. It's in the news.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we get
into news? Besides that, it's my sweeto, so why would I go to it right now?
I know. Oh, Jesus. Right. Jumping the gun, Eric.
I know, Eric.
Golly.
Did you look at the show notes before the show?
Yeah, but I thought you'd be more...
Did you do your homework?
Yeah, exactly. Are you doing your homework, Eric? All right.
I'm giving you a D.
Let's go through this news. We got tons of it to get to, tons of stuff to get to. It's going to be a fun show. Eric, go right ahead, sir.
Okay, from the get-go, we've got Secret of Mana Remake is getting a physical release disc for PlayStation 4 and a limited capacity, of course, because Square, like, saving money.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you pre-order it through GameStop, so at least retailers will be carrying it. And it's not something stupid like you have to get through their store, but you'll get the Moogle entire costume bonuses, so I guess it's like a little paper with codes on it. Mm-hmm. And it's coming out on the PlayStation 4, PlayStation Vita, and PC worldwide on February 15th, in case everybody needs a reminder of that.
All right. Next story. Break.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Japanese idol RPG Omega Quintet releases for Steam on December 15th.
Yep, that's it.
The same day as Star Wars. Great move.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's
only
gonna...
Omega Quintet sucks, and it probably will suck even more on PC because Ghostlight's doing it.
Yeah. $17.99 during launch, so 40% discount for a short time, I'm guessing, from $29.99. All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Attack on Titan 2 is coming to Japan on March 15th. North America and Europe on March 20th. Now, is this the anime or the game?
This is the game.
Okay.
This is a sequel to the last game.
Okay. So there you go.
Season 2 has already happened, but who knows when Season 3 will happen.
Yeah. I want Season 2 of the anime to come on Netflix so I can watch it.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's not. Unless they just did it yesterday, because
that's the thing with Netflix is they update almost every day, so it's hard to really say.
Yeah,
I wish they had a better release schedule or something.
Yeah,
you know what?
There are certain sites that will give you kind of a guide as to what's coming. YouTube does. There's a few people that do YouTube.
I have to warn you, though, Season 2 is really short.
You know, we might do our own version of that. I think that would be helpful to people. New releases on Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon would be, I think, pretty cool for people. Anything of note for us, anyways. You know, for the listeners. So. All right, so next story, Eric.
You can always watch Attack on Titan 2 on Funimation now, though.
Yeah.
What about Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
I don't know if that's on Funimation, but it's on Fun TV for sure. All right, Eric.
All right, the next story is...
Here we go.
Here we go.
About how Mega Man 11 is a thing. And it's been announced for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. In addition to this, Mega Man Legacy Collections 1 and 2 are coming to Switch, and all the X games are hitting all platforms.
Wow. That's a big announcement, especially for you, Breakman. Talk a little bit about this.
Capcom finally decided Mega Man was a thing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, we own this. That's right.
The only thing
we should do something with him.
The only thing is I hate when they don't give like a date, like December, like a month. You know, they just
this is late 2018, yeah. So that probably means fall, like September, October.
Yeah.
I was thinking this is probably gonna be like a December, November release. Like this is a holiday release title. But I'm hoping they make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says Mega Man 11 news is awesome. It's like Capcom has all the talent stored in the deep vault, and when they want to pull them out...
I didn't expect them to go to 2D sprites, so they're using, like, polygons, which is, like, basically what everybody does nowadays when they're doing 2D gameplay.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be fun.
It looks good, though.
It looks kind of rough. Like I mean, the character model from Smash is a lot better looking than what's being shown here. But this is also very early in development, and they have probably time to make it look better and animate better.
I'm sure.
Well, animate better, but I don't think he looks bad.
It's like Mighty Number 9 not talking with voice moving lip flaps bad, it's probably still going to be a fun game.
It looks fine. They still have plenty of time to polish. I mean, they got a release date of late next year, and they didn't even really commit. So it could possibly come in 2019 if they have problems. But
looks like 2018 is going to be the year of Mega Man. I'm hoping this one doesn't get delayed, but if it does, it does.
Yeah.
But we are going to get Mega Man Legacy Collection 2.
Yeah, and that's going to include all of them, isn't it?
I mean, X2, sorry.
Yeah.
No, the Legacy Collections 1 and 2 on Switch are probably going to be separate.
Yeah.
No, all right, I meant we're getting the Mega Man X Legacy Collections.
Although I think there might be a retail release that might have both of them. But anyways.
I do like one of the things they've done that make Mega Man look really kind of unique from what he's looked like in most other games is – you see his abilities now, like his arm changes and like his helmet changes a bit, you know?
I like that.
I think they change based on your power, but
yeah, exactly. And
it looks like there's also this ultra or hyper mega buster ability where you just launch a crazy powerful buster shot, but like it has a cooldown and I think you can't shoot for a while afterwards.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk a little more about...
I don't know if I'd ever use that then, if you couldn't attack right afterwards, because I'd be like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
It's probably a last-ditch effort move.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it, I'm sure.
Or maybe I don't know, maybe that's not what I saw, but maybe it's like power-specific or something. Maybe it's like a super ability.
All right, let's move on. Breakman.
Gripper's in chat. Says screw the polish, nobody cares. Make it look 8-bit and concentrate on gameplay.
See the week later after we move back to Friday, Gripper shows up.
I know.
No, that is pretty funny.
That's good though. I'm glad we caught him, Gripper. Yeah, for sure. I totally agree with that. If you have an old property,
some people didn't like the 8-bit look of 9 to 10 though.
Eric, hang on one second.
A lot of people judged it harshly before even playing it.
Yeah.
I heard reviews of people, like, before they saw videos, and I'm not looking at that, that's ridiculous, and stuff like that. You're not even going to play it, you're just going to judge it by looking at it.
I'm with Gripper. I don't, like, an old property like this, like, if they were... Like, what they did with Street Fighter was kind of interesting, because they made it that cel-shaded... kind of look. If they were to do something like maybe like that, I wouldn't mind it. But I agree. Stick with the 8-bit and concentrate on the gameplay. That's what people...
I like the look of it now. I like the direction they're going.
It looks fine. It looks fine.
Shut up, Frank.
It at least looks like it's going to go the Guilty Gear Zerd route. I mean, it's not going to go full-blown Guilty Gear Zerd looking, but it's close enough.
Yeah. All right, break.
Well, let me see. You did Okay, I think you did the next two. So, coming to us live from Bimatsu, all 8 Mega Man X titles come to PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC in summer 2018.
Yeah. All right. So that's good.
Which is almost the exact same first sentence. And, oh, it's a whole paragraph.
Yeah.
Great.
It's the whole story. There you go. All right. Next one comes to us from Gamatsu. Fallen Legion Plus coming to PC via Steam on January 5th. And there's a summary if you want to read about it. It looks pretty. And the screenshot sort of looks like, it's kind of like Odin Sphere in a way. I don't know if that's a fair assessment, but it's got kind of that same look. Maybe a Ease 8 kind of look, maybe? I don't know. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is Touhou Genso Wanderer Reloaded is coming to Switch in Japan. No word on U.S. or European release, but I'm pretty sure it will happen.
Yeah.
Because the other Toho has, and they've already done this game.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yep. No video on that. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from Rabatsu, Spike Chunsoft establishes North American subsidiary. Spike Chunsoft is not a good name to me. Like, I just. Is it somebody's actual name or something?
I think it was a mashup. I think it was a mashup of. Two different companies, Spike and Chunsoft, but that I don't know. Maybe I don't know the history, but they did.
No, but I'm saying there's a guy named Chunsoft and set named after him, and I'm insulting the name.
Yeah,
his relatives are like, that asshole. We loved our grandpa.
Yeah. Speaking of grandpas, they did the Dang It Grandpa series, the Danganronpa series. So, all right, next story, Eric.
Next story is about that Persona 5's worldwide shipments have hit 2 million.
I have not played this game, Persona 5, but I heard you can put it up there in top 10 probably of all time.
I would not give it a 10 out of 10 just because I think that there are a few things in the game that make it fall a little short.
Wow,
it's more of an iterative sequel than it is like something that changes up the entire gameplay of the series.
Let me ask Dungeon Buster. Dungeon Buster says it's great.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's not worthy of like a 10 out of 10.
Well, that's, I guess, to be determined. It won RPG of the Year last night.
Since it's most popular, that's why. Who cares? Gaming awards suck.
It's not.
I agree. Gaming awards are really overrated.
That's why it's one RPG of the year.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, it's been getting critical acclaim, dude. Like by all major. This is the Rotten Tomatoes paradox. All right. I know this has nothing to do with Rotten Tomatoes, but. Usually if you see a game on Metacritic or another meta site that gathers up all the information and all the reviews, and it's getting like 90 to 100%, dude. Like,
I'm not saying that those aren't undeserved. I'm just saying that if you're going by the Game Awards, it's not going to be, you know.
I'm not going – dude, you're not listening to what I'm telling you. there is no 10 out of 10 game, all right? I mean, if you go back and you look at the history of gaming, Pac-Man is as close to a perfect game as you can get, right? There's nothing wrong with Pac-Man. It is.
Yep, Ms. Pac-Man came along and made it better.
Well, okay, Ms. Pac-Man, but the mechanics of the whole thing was exactly the same. Am I right or wrong? Like, just take Pac-Man, for instance. Other games like that. You know, just the stupid games like that that have super limited scope. Tetris is another one. Tetris is a perfect game, right? But does it wow people now? Does it have all the extras, etc.? No. So to say that Persona 5.
No, you're right. I can't think of anything. No, you're right. Yeah. Tetris is the perfect game.
What is wrong with Tetris other than its scope? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing technically wrong with that game, it's a perfect game. Tetris, Pac-Man, you know, games of that ilk. But and this may be one of those RPGs. I don't know. I've yet to play it. I'm sure there are things that are not perfect about it. Like, you know, someone might find some, you know, collision detection wrong in a certain, you know, frame or something like that. But that's, you know, come on. I mean, that's being nitpicky. So I have not played it, but let me ask Dungeon Buster. Dungeon Buster, and I'll read your comment when you comment. Is this, can you jump in? Let's say I played Persona 3. I played a little of Persona 4. Can I just jump into 5? Is that...
it's not like they're connected, though.
No, I didn't say they were connected. I'm just saying, for the uninitiated, is this a good game to jump into RPGs?
My question is, why haven't you finished 3 or 4?
Because life, dude. All right, let's move on.
To Puzzle Quest all the time. You have, like, the opportunity to play those instead.
Puzzle Quest doesn't take up but 5-10 minutes of my day.
Maybe Frank wants to get his money's worth.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe he wants to look around and explore and enjoy the game. Yeah. What is wrong with that? Don't
you
judge me.
Or Puzzle Quest? I didn't know that.
Gripper says, what worries me is why Frank has not played Persona 5. It's called Lack of a PS4, Gripper. Like, I'm working on it.
There's a PS3 version.
I don't
Do
want
not have
the
that
PS...
either.
No, I dude, this is my console. Hold on, listen. This is my whole console. You ready for it? Yep, nothing. I have no consoles. I borrowed the Vita from Mug, and I got frustrated on Salt and Sanctuary because it's a lot of not grinding per se, but like using the salt trick. Like I have to use that salt trick to get past where I'm at, and it's just I just haven't had the need to do it. I've been looking at 4K videos and stuff like that since I have a 4K TV. So
I thought you said salt lick for a minute.
No. Let's move on to the next story from RPG side. Dragon's Crown Pro. Ooh, Dragon's Crown Pro. Set to release in North America and Europe in spring of 2018.
I don't recommend that fighting gear. I'm just saying, like, that's not...
I highly recommend that.
Monsters and shit like that? No.
I highly recommend that if you look like that.
Well, if she's going like Jell-O wrestling or WWE, yes.
I highly recommend that armor if you look like that. Maybe Bridget would wear that if you're listening, Bridget. Dragon's Crown Pro. Are you guys down for a new Dragon's Crown iteration? Like,
it's not new. It's a port.
Well, port then. You know what I'm saying, dude. Another iteration of Dragon's
Crown. What, the port she wears less armor?
The nice thing about this one is that, like the Vita and PS3 versions, your saves will transfer over.
That's
She's
cool.
going to the battle with only wearing high heels and tassels now.
Only for me, Bridget says. All right, let's move on to the next story. Looks pretty, by the way, Dragon's Crown. It's gotten... good port. Breakman, next story, please.
I'm kind of waiting for a Switch version myself.
Pro Coming tip, don't ever get married, Eric. All right, go ahead.
Coming Break. To us live from RPG site, Monster Hunter Stories comes to smartphones in Japan. Okay, that doesn't help us out, so... Let's
next go story. On. Eric, next story.
We probably won't get that one either because we already have the 3DS version, and so they're not going to probably bother with it.
Looks pretty.
Griffin in chat says less armor, bigger assets.
Yeah. Anyways,
which
next...
Dungeon Buster adds to it's the anime rule for armor.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anyways, the next article is about how Cyber Dimension Neptunia Four Guys is online is coming to Steam in February, and there's no real date there, so it's whenever they can get it approved, I guess.
Yep.
So that's not even a story, really.
Yep, not a story. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. This is really cool. Bayonetta 1 and 2 coming to Switch on February 16th. Are they going to be in one game? Or
no, you're going to buy two, and then you'll get a digital code for the one.
Oh,
and are people
going
to bitch about this?
Because they can't fit two games on a single cartridge. Because... Yeah. if you looked at Bayonetta 2's file size, it was 25 gigs already by itself.
But that's cool. But yeah.
So are people going to bitch about this one too? You know?
Probably.
About how it's Nintendo exclusive?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's already on PC, so most people are probably playing that version.
Dungeon Buster says,
find a reason to complain anyway.
But you can't. You'll probably won't ever play. Be able to play 2 or 3 because Nintendo is got the rights, and who knows when that will expire.
Dungeon Buster says he'll finally get to play Bayonetta 2. I think I played Bayonetta 2 for some reason. I don't know why I remember that. But let me go ahead and do the next one. Also in Bayonetta news from Gamatsu, Bayonetta 3 announced for the Switch. So there you go. There's a teaser trailer that I will play for chat. And we're on to the next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Devil May Cry HD Collection coming to PS4, Xbox One, and PC on March 13th.
That's
I can sell my old Xbox 360 collection now. Probably only get about $5 for it, but who cares?
Yeah. This one includes Devil May Cry, Devil May Cry 2, Devil May Cry Very Special Edition.
I'm going to get this one when I get...
Not 4. That's surprising.
No, it doesn't have 4.
I'm going to get this one because I've never played the Devil May Cry game, so this is a good opportunity for
me to... I played the first one, and it was okay. It just wasn't what I expected.
I guess if you want 4, you'll have to buy the special edition separately.
I wasn't really blown away by the original. It wasn't what I expected. I thought it was going to be like this, like a heavy action game, and it was more of an adventure.
I think they went towards that with 3 and 4, if I'm not mistaking. So I'm definitely going to get this collection because $30 for a PS4 for 3 games, a PS4 game that includes 3 pretty well-received games, except, what was it? 2 that wasn't very good.
2 sucks.
Yeah.
2 right. 2 was originally a Devil May Cry the game to begin with, and then they made it 1.
Yep.
And they kind of fucked up.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is excuse me.
Next story is
my throat is still bothering me and talking.
I don't like that game.
Talking's like testing the limits of my ability to talk.
Next game is Contagious, starring Eric. No, go ahead.
Stamina bar is low, so I might give him a potion.
Classic JRPG-inspired Le Grand Legacy, and it launches on January 24th for PC, quarter 1, 2019 for PS. Why a year later?
Dude.
For Xbox One and Switch.
Fucking knows. I think I played this, actually. I don't know how I played this. But I think I may have. There's a trailer which I will play for chat.
How do you play something that's not even out yet?
No. This came out a long time ago, dude. Le Grand Legacy. Dude. Yeah.
Classic. That's why it has a launch day of January
21st. I'm thinking of something different. But I'm playing the trailer now for chat. Looks meh. I don't know. Is anybody excited for this one?
It looks like a Western-style JRPG.
Yeah, it's not... Unless it's turn-based, like, maybe
it
action.
It looks like it's turn-based.
And if it's turn-based, then... I mean, I haven't seen anything to... No, it's an action RPG, dude. I'm looking at it now. It's an action RPG. And it doesn't look very polished. I don't know. They got to work on this one. All right, next story.
Maybe that's what the year's for, so they can make it better. Yeah. It's technically going to be early access. That's what's going on.
Yeah. I'm thinking of a different... What the fuck game am I thinking that's Legacy?
Legend of Legacy?
Maybe Legend of Legacy. I think that's it. All right, next story.
I don't know. Both of those words get used way too much in RPGs.
I know. All right, break. Next story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Shantae, Half-Genie Hero, Ultimate...
Shanty?
Yeah. Whatever. Half-Genie Hero Ultimate Day 1 Edition announced for Switch in North America and Europe. PS4 in Europe. Why does only Europe get a PS4 edition?
I don't know. Gripper should be happy about that, though. Shanty's a good game. I have it on my iPhone, but I just can't get over not having a controller. You know what I mean? I just...
That's the Risky's Revenge one, isn't it?
Yeah, Risky's Revenge. But I just wish that I could play that with an actual controller. I don't like playing on my iPhone. The only thing I like doing on iPhone is Marvel Puzzle Quest, and I have most versions of Dragon
Quest. What consoles do you actually have on hand right now?
I don't have any.
Were you just not listening to the first part of the show?
You said nothing, but I think you have at least one.
I have nothing. I have zero.
Not even a 3DS?
Not even a 3DS. So
can you get your 3DS back?
That wasn't his.
Eric, it's personal information that I don't choose to say on the stream. So
yeah, like that's...
next story, Eric.
Yeah, you can read all the next stories, Eric.
This one's about a game called Dragon Fang Z, which is a roguelike. It's coming for Switch December 14th in Japan and December 19th in North America. No European release date announced, but it is 2D.
It looks pretty.
Also, the developer's name's Toydia.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't play this game without making, like, all Dragon Ball jokes and shit.
Oh, there's a subtitle, The Rose in the Dungeon of Time.
Oh, well, that makes it even more special. At least it's not, like, one of those stupid titles that they usually come, like, crossover X, Y, Gen.
All I know mutant. Is I'm going to be pissed if I can't go Super Saiyan.
Tigers with a Z or something.
I'd be pissed if I couldn't go Super Saiyan in real life.
Super Saiyan, whatever. Yeah. Let's just move on.
Next story break.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Memories Off Innocent Philly launches March 29th in Japan.
What is it? It's an adventure. It's
a visual novel. Visual novel, yes.
All right. So Eric,
copy of the limited edition of Memories Off Innocent Files, Memories Off 1998 to 2018 illustration collection, 250 pages,
ooh,
full color.
That's
complete
good.
Soundtrack. 3 DVDs includes all the background music from Memories Off series. A signed and framed illustration voucher.
Ooh.
Illustration A version illustrator Matsumi Sasaki, or Illustration B version illustrator Yukihiro Matsuo?
Ooh.
Is it Matsuo?
I like this. This is cool.
Yeah, like that. They went overboard on their special edition. The game will cost 700 yen.
Yeah. That's
only $7. Yeah.
I know. The standard physical shipping is going to cost four times as much. 7,000 yen for the standard download edition, 9,800 yen for the physical limited edition, and 50,000 yen for what we just talked about.
I never understood why developers didn't do special editions that have you have a chance of getting assigned something or other from an artist.
It'd be a little boxy.
Hold on.
Like, why aren't soundtracks more of a prevalent thing? Like,
yeah,
as big as like chiptune music is and stuff, you'd think like the. Well, I mean, I know not
it's production cost,
chiptune, but you know what I mean. Like, yeah. There's so many gamers that want to listen to gaming music.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I think.
Why can't they?
I've always wondered, like, why you wouldn't. Like, say, like, for instance, like Star Wars, how many more copies would Star Wars sell if you told the average consumer that they're randomly placing 500 Mark Hamill autographs, or, for instance, or, you know, something like that, like a limited edition card signed by Billy D. Williams or whoever, you know, the guy who played Boba Fett or C-3PO or something like that. To me, it's kind of a no-brainer. Like, autographs are kind of a hot commodity. I mean, how much are Carrie Fisher autographs going for now? You know, I mean, seriously.
I'd imagine a lot now.
Yeah. So, all right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Never Stop Sneaking launches December 14th. It's a Metal Gear Solid-inspired stealth game from Dust and Elysian Tale developer Humble Hearts, first announced in October. I think we did talk about this before. It'll launch via...
It also looks totally insane.
So well, this to me sounds like you play that guy who's like seducing wives and stuff and has to sneak out of the houses. they hear the husband pulling into the front door like, oh shit, I'm going.
That would be a cool sim. I would play a cheating sim. Why not? That'd be fun. We should come up with that game, play a cheating sim and call it the RP Grinders Wish They Could Sleep With All These Hot Chicks.
Maybe if we can't get money, we can always attach a license to it, so we can make it Tom and Kate plus eight cheap.
Oh God, I don't know about that. Next story, Eric. Billy D. Williams voices Lando in Battlefront 2. I wouldn't touch Battlefront 2 with a 10-foot pole after that fucking microtransaction debacle. But
yeah, but they worked again. You know, they worked to remedy that.
Yeah, they're only going to bring it back later, and everybody's probably stopped paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
he says, but it's funny because some of the streamers I've watched play the game think he sounds drunk. He probably was, all that Colt 45 that he drinks. So, yeah. All right, Breakman.
Kill Eric, you realize this.
Oh, Eric.
Gumbatsu. The Kano class launches January 23rd.
All right, there you go. Little trailer.
I've been waiting like 11 years for this fucking game.
Really? Damn. Was it a Kickstarter that you had paid into? Or
no. Oh. It's just like it like began as Simple Concepts on his website, but back when he was doing games like No Eat to Love. Yeah. That was back in 2007.
It looks pretty. It looks like a Metroid clone, maybe, sort of, kind of. I don't know. Next story, Eric.
Next story is, excuse me, One Piece World Seeker, which is the next One Piece game. It's not PS4. Surprise, there's no Switch release, but that'll probably happen later. Mm-hmm. But
no Xbox release either?
Well, I think they kind of want to get away from Xbox for a while.
I think everybody wants not to good get away sales, from huh? Xbox.
But anyways, right. One Piece World Seeker is a quote-unquote unprecedented One Piece game, previously known by the codename One Piece Game Dawn, which is a play on Romance Dawn, which is the pilot manga for the series. But anyways, I guess it's supposed to be like more open-worldy. I guess that's what it means by unprecedented, because most of them have been either fighting games or simple RPGs or Dynasty Warrior clones.
All right. Okay. I'm not a big One Piece guy. I've seen a few episodes of it. There's plenty of other anime. I think I'd rather watch Pokemon than...
The only problem with One Piece is that it's really good, but you have to like commit to it. And yeah, there's like 800 plus episodes.
Oof, that's a lot of commitment. A lot of commitment. All right. Next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Corpse Party comes to Linux. Wow, we hardly ever have Linux stories.
Next thing you will know, there'll be a Mac version, and then they'll do a Switch version, because why not?
Yeah, why
not? Do they still call it Mac? Don't they just say Apple?
I call it Mac.
Oh.
Well, why do
thanks,
I
be... Frank, for making me
wrong. How about the Apple Granny Smith?
That's how I feel about
how
it.
How dare you? How dare you guys walking off this show? Wider audience will now be able to enjoy the original Corpse Party. So, Linux, you're getting it. Apparently now. No. Yeah, now. Steam. So there you go. Corpse Party comes to Linux. That's interesting.
So I guess if you already bought it on Steam, but you only have Linux, then you could just wait till it gets available.
Yeah, I guess. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from, the header is actually covered. I don't know who this is from because
Hardcore
there's an ad
gamer.
Covering it.
Hardcore
Gamer. Oh, this
gamer.
Is RPG site?
No. Hardcore Gamer.
Oh, Hardcore Gamer. Oh, there was an ad blocking. Okay, I see it now. Ace Attorney Investigations makes its way to mobile. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Available today on iOS and Android.
$11.99. Yeah. It looks pretty. It's got a retro kind of feel, like a beat-em-up retro feel.
I've never played an Ace Attorney game.
I like
the Ace. Beat-em-up. That's just the side you. The game is still primarily a visual novel.
Eric, I didn't say it was a beat 'em up.
No, he's saying like graphically looking.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All right.
You kind of cut out too, so I kind of missed something.
Yeah, I think.
I think that was just you. You're still like sick.
Yeah, Eric. Last story, please.
Last story is, it's a Christmas miracle because Romancing Saga 2 is launching worldwide on December 15th for the following platforms: PS Vita, PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch.
Whoa! Did you say
Saga? Yeah, and that's why it took so goddamn long for it to come out, because they were doing multiple versions.
Vita. Jesus.
They made a Vita version?
I know.
Yeah, in Japan, they did.
Japan. I'm sorry. Yeah. Never mind.
I don't think I would get the Vita version if I had a choice of the Switch or Vita, so
I'd probably don't have a choice of either, so...
Well, when it comes out on December 15th, I'm going to have a choice. Who the fuck is going to buy any game for the Vita now? Any new game?
Nobody. If it's visual novel, they'll probably buy it. I'll probably buy it or review it, rather.
You would rather have it on your Vita than Switch?
If it were a physical release. But no, because like visual novels on Switch haven't really happened yet.
I'm not – dude, we're talking about Romancing Saga.
No, I – yeah, I'd rather have this on the Switch.
Okay, because
I could play it on the TV.
So do you know?
Take it on the go. Even though I can technically do that with my Vita TV and Vita, I'd rather have one device for that.
Do you know anybody, and I mean anybody, that will buy it on the Vita? I haven't thought about buying a Vita game.
No, which is probably why they did all these other versions. Yeah,
exactly. All right.
Do they even still sell the Vita?
I know.
Yeah.
It's weird. All right, homie discounts. Eric, you have some homie discounts here.
Oh, before we move on, I'd like to say that Romancing Saga 3 is also coming. So I'm guessing it's going to get the same treatment next year.
Okay.
But there'll be a 20% discount next week.
Yeah. All right. Homie discounts, Eric.
Homie discounts. PS Plus titles for Japan. So if you live in Japan, this will be relevant to you next week. Says, here's of the games that are for free. Akiba's Beat, Garou Marker of the Wolves, which is for PS4 and Vita. And Akiba's Beat is just PS4. Sengoku Basara is for the PS4, for the PS3. Knack, who would want Knack? For the PS4. Yuck. And Bioshock for the PS3.
Bioshock, yeah, but Knack? Knack was awful. It had a good...
Knack was only slightly better, and I wouldn't recommend either of those. Oof,
yeah. We do have listeners in Japan. I wish they would join us. I don't know if the times.
So you say?
Yeah, we do. We have listeners. Well, I know
they're probably 100... sleeping right now.
Yeah, probably. And we have listeners in England, like Dungeon Buster, or I'm sorry, Gripper. Dungeons in. I don't know. He's probably
not like Dungeon, but not like Gripper. Just Gripper.
Yeah, just Gripper. No, Dungeon probably lives like on the beaches of Miami or something, living it up. I don't know. Where did
Dungeon Buster lives in Ohio with us.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, he's styling and profiling. All right. What have you been playing? Let's go. Oh, no, Twitter questions. Any Twitter questions, Brake?
There weren't Twitter questions, but we did have one Twitter comment, which is the first one we had in a while. And this one's from the underscore MXT.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He says, bummed I missed it, but glad to see you guys switch back. Saturday afternoons were so hard to attend live.
Yeah. And look, the son of a bitch is not even in chat. And I can't
remember for him.
Dungeon Buster says he lives under a mountain, so I asked if he was a mountain troll.
No, he says, I got a good deal on a used cavern. Go always, if you have a choice.
Is it on the cliffside of Dracula's castle or something?
he's like the bat that lives like in Dracula's castle on the side of the, castle.
Every time you go into his cave, a theme song starts playing.
Yeah, diddling. Anyways. All right. What have you been playing, Breakman?
South Park and South Park.
How you digging it? It's more of the same.
There's South Park on the phone, and there's South Park on my Xbox. So I'm just playing South Park.
Yeah,
that phone destroyer game sounds more like a throat destroyer game.
It's a real time strategy game where you basically bring in different characters from the game, and they're constantly dying, so you're constantly like bringing in new characters and. Mm-hmm. Just you're fighting against other characters from South Park, and then PvP is heavily influenced, so you got to do versus other people. But it's a really fast paced game.
Dungeon Buster says those Belmonts keep coming through here. Goddamn Belmonts, man, for sure.
Have you started charging them rent yet?
Exactly. He says no wonder he got it cheap. All right, Eric, what have you been playing, man?
I've been playing more Color X Malice. I finished Nier Automata, and I'll have a review of that, but I might decide to hold back on that, just do a written review.
All right.
Because I could barely talk right now.
Yeah, why don't we do that since we started late, just hold reviews. I have a couple. I'll mention mine. I've been playing MPQ, of course. That's the only thing I can play right now, but...
finished yet, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eric.
I also played some more Ace Attorney 3. Not a whole lot, but I did play like about 19 hours of Xenoblade 2.
Yeah. Digging that? Is it more of the same?
I'm probably holding off on playing that because I got to get to other reviews.
Yeah.
And I also kind of want to wait for patches to come out so maybe they could fix some... niggling issues I have with the game, like the fact that lip syncing seems to be completely off, and the map system's completely useless. Mm-hmm. So I have the feeling this game was rushed because, like, they insisted on releasing it before the end of 2017, and it kind of shows. I think.
Wow. Luckily, they can patch it.
I mean, the game's not like Mass Effect Andromeda bad, but there are definitely some parts of the game where they could have taken more time to make it better.
It's kind of disappointing, but hopefully they'll come up with a patch. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
Right now, though, I'd say that 9 out of 10.
Yeah. What? Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
No. All right. I played a little bit of Crimson Land on the Switch along with Soldam. Yeah. But that's it.
I just been playing a little bit more MPQ. They did something that is... atrocious. They changed the look of it to where it looks like something like right out of like beginning RPG-dom. Like it just looks awful. They completely changed the look and I'm not happy. So I don't know how much longer I'll be playing MPQ. All right, let's move on to our reviews. You can hold off on yours, Eric. I know your voice is kind of broken up and stuff. I'll do mine real quick. I got a chance to watch.
It's better than it was last week. I couldn't even like utter a word last week. But
all right, if you want to do them, then do them.
Doing like a 2-hour podcast might not be like the greatest thing right now.
Right. I watched a movie called Clowntergeist. And where do I begin with this movie? I liked it okay. Acting subpar. It has a lot of good jump scares. That's one thing I will give to this movie. Like if you're going in it to think it's going to be a Poltergeist clone with a clown, that's pretty much what you're getting with a little bit of a twist. There's not much substance to it. If you like jump scares, it probably would be good for you. If you're a thinking person's horror buff like myself, I can't rate it on that scale. But if I were to give it a rating, it'd be perfectly average, 5 out of 10. Justice League, I'm not going to do any spoilers. I will say that I saw it, and boy, is that movie a fucking mess. I'm curious when Breakman sees it. I would like
what's the movie?
What's that?
What movie?
Justice League.
Oh, Justice League. Yeah, see, I haven't seen any of those movies yet. I haven't even seen Man of Steel yet. So
I want to revisit this and talk about it at a later date, Justice League, because I've pinpointed what is wrong with the DC universe, I think, and I'm curious what you guys think. All right, look forward to that in an upcoming episode of Grinders. Also, real quickly before we move on to our Stinkos, we're going to have our Game of the Year picks, Movie of the Year picks, et cetera, et cetera. End of the year show probably in a couple weeks, the week after next. So that's something else you guys can look forward to. Stinkos, Breakman, what is your Stinko this week?
Mine goes to something that happened in a football game this past week.
Yeah.
During a Monday night game, there was a horrible accident. It was not intentional, because if you watch the play, he actually hurt himself.
Was it perfect? Was perfect involved?
No, not at all.
Okay.
He went to tackle somebody, and he like tackled him with wrong, and it kind of snapped his neck back.
Oof.
And he had to leave on a stretcher, and you know, I hate seeing that kind of thing. Doctors right now have recommended, and we don't know much more, but they've recommended he never plays football again.
They did do surgery to stabilize his spine last that I saw, and I did not see the hit. I have not looked at it.
I'm sure, like, he went to tackle somebody, and just the way the way his head snapped on the play, it happened in the city, and everybody in the city really just kind of was worried about the guy, even though he plays for the other team. It's not about a game; it's about his livelihood. You know.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, that's kind of the risk that you take. And
I know. You do take that risk, but for somebody young, they were afraid he was going to be paralyzed, which thank God he's not.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. I'm sure if you asked him, he would say that that's paramount, that he was able to walk. The thing about it is the NFL is so stubborn. They don't want to make changes, drastic changes. And I think the time is right now to really look at helmets and get rid of them. I think a lot of these injuries could be avoided by just getting rid of helmets. I think
the padding and the helmets, I think they are going overboard with a lot of it.
Yeah.
I think they are risking their health more with having things like that. Because I have heard of people using like helmets as a weapon.
Yeah. And if you look, a lot of times you're told to lead with your shoulder, but it's kind of a natural reaction if you got this big tank of a thing on your head to say, well, I can use that to dislodge the ball for a fumble and stuff like that. I think we really, really got to look at maybe even doing some legislation to protect these players because the NFL doesn't really care.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I've always loved like the big hits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that was the old. That's the way it used to be. It's definitely time to change.
Yeah, I think
the people, the safety of the players, I think is more important. And I'm not saying play flag football. I want you to still tackle each other and still hit each other.
If you've ever seen a game of rugby from start to finish.
Yes,
it probably is 10 times more brutal hitting than NFL. And those guys don't wear pads. I'm not saying don't wear pads, but the helmet is the biggest thing. Like, get rid of that helmet, and I think you'll see a huge change. It's not going to get rid of all injuries, but it's definitely going to teach people to lead with their shoulders and not their head, for sure.
I think rugby players are the toughest athletes.
They are. They have endurance. They're tough.
Watching a rugby game is like, oh my God! Like, I could not do this.
It's brutal
because there's not the stoppage like there is in football.
No, you know? They just keep on going. They hit hard too. They don't hold back, which is cool. All right. Anything else on that break?
Yeah, there is one other thing.
Yep.
In that game, later in that game, you brought up Perfect.
Yep.
Who I've criticized many times. Mm-hmm. I know he's talented, but he's one of those. He wants to play the old way. You know, yeah. If this was like 1985,
he
would
right
be
in.
Probably the most. He would be considered the most talented player probably in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
for the way he plays, like on defense. I'm not saying like an offense, like God knows Tom Brady, whatever. He'll probably be 55 and I'll still be Tom Brady.
Yeah, exactly, man. That guy never ages no. at all.
But anyway, so yeah. he got hit later on in the game, and he had to be taken out with a stretcher. And when the guy hit him, he stood over and taunted him.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Which really sucks, but you know, it's whatever. I you know, I'm not gonna. It's a sport. I know sometimes like you're like in the moment, but my complaint is the people on Twitter,
yeah.
who were celebrating that, and anybody
yeah.
who celebrates if a player leaves on a stretcher and you celebrate that, you are a piece of shit.
Yeah, I agree.
I and I'm not just talking about like Steelers fans like complaining about that even, but that's really when it started. Mm-hmm. But I know I'm sure there are Bengals fans saying like, yeah, like Ryan Shazier, like yeah, he's hurt, he's leaving the stretcher, ha ha ha, like fuck yeah. those people.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that's like a guy's life. This is a game. This isn't like just because it makes you happy for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
like fuck you, like
yeah.
seriously.
Yeah.
But really, what happened for me was like on Twitter, just Steelers fans, like this is karma, like yes, like he deserved this and shit yeah. like that. like seriously?
Yeah, I've never understood that argument. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, or whatever. You know, I don't like that. I don't like retaliatory stuff. It just in real life, like, I don't even like it. It's, you know,
celebrating somebody being hurt. Like, I don't get it.
It's the same kind of line of thinking with the death penalty. I don't see mm-hmm. how anybody could like want harm, including like, I just see other countries do it so much better. Like, you know, yeah. life sentences are to me are so much better than the death penalty for a myriad of reasons. One, it's cheaper. If you look at the overall cost of appeals and man hours, et cetera, it's just cheaper just to give a life sentence. And if you talk to victims' families, I'm sure, you know, the people that, our families of these football players feel the same. Like, you know, why would you revel in hurting somebody? It just doesn't make any sense. I've never understood that, break, man. It's, you know, when you get kind of hyped, you know, and kind of adrenalized when you're playing football and you make a very big hit, and, you know, if you do a solid
right, which is why I wasn't really faulting him for like the taunting afterwards. Like, hey, he got suspended for a game, which I absolutely agree with.
Yeah.
He should have got that suspension.
Yeah.
For because it was a dirty hit.
Yeah. Gripper says he agrees, probably on the death penalty thing, but
yeah.
It's kind of the same lines of thinking. Like, vengeance doesn't make things better. You know, unless you're the Punisher in the comics, so
right. Unless this is television, but
right.
that's what I love, like the Punisher. But that's fiction.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with reality.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in fiction, like killing, like yes,
yeah.
Like I want him to kill everybody,
right.
and
right.
I want him to do it in like cruel and sadistic ways.
Yeah,
because it's a fucking fantasy. It's not goddamn real.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I totally agree with you, Breakman. Eric, your stinko.
My stink. I got two of them, actually.
Okay.
The first one is Patreon's new policies. Basically, this is a service creep. They want more money.
Of course.
So what they're doing is they're going to have every patron who's – or pledger, rather. But they're going to have to pay a 2.9% markup – increase, plus 30 cents in addition to that.
Watch people flock out of there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I've already had somebody reduce their pledge amount.
Yeah.
And that's, but I only have two people, so it's not that big of a deal. But if I had more people, it would have been a bigger deal. But yeah. It sucks for everybody else, though, who do. But so basically, they're trying to claim that it's going to help make creators earn more because you're going to get a larger cut. But the increase is so insignificant that it's like, why bother? You really only did this just so that you can get more money in the long run and you could weed out people who aren't earning enough for you.
It is the point of doing business to make more money. But
I always feel bad for the guy who has to do that. Like, they has to spin the bad news.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, he's just an employee and he's going to sit there like, God, how do I make this shit sound good?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Anyways,
like, people are going to be pissed off at me, but this isn't my fault. How do I make it sound good?
I know.
So going forward, I'm probably going to make an announcement on my Patreon page. I'm going to probably still use Patreon. I'm going to look into other services like Drip, but I'm probably going to employ a PayPal direct donation button my Patreon. Who knows if they'll kick me off if I do that, but I'm going to test them anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a silent boycott.
I don't blame you. I don't see why they should be able to ban you unless it's in their policy. See, but
that might have been the reason that I'm not getting enough Patreons to begin with, because maybe they hate Patreon.
Yeah, maybe. All right, what's your other one, Eric?
Spectrum's cable package nonsense. They basically shuffle the cable packages. So I found out that, like, shows that, like, that are on Disney XD and Discovery Family HD and Nickelodeon HD, like, they're no longer offered in the package that my dad had. I found out some of the shows I had recorded didn't record, and that's why.
Get ready. Get ready for something.
So now I'm considering trying – well, I probably should do this anyways because I'm paying too much for my internet. And if I could get, like, cheaper internet and cable package for what I'm paying now, then I'll do that. But – like, otherwise, I'm going to go for lower, cheaper internet service because I shouldn't be paying as much as I am. Because 60-something dollars per month for what I'm getting for internet service is not worth the price.
Damn, that's cheap, dude. I pay $100.
And you pay even more because you've got direct Comcast. I got some offshoot of Comcast.
Yeah.
Called Spectrum, who bought Time Warner.
Yeah. Yeah,
Who I have to Spectrum.
Speaking of tiers and new tiering systems, the internet as we know it after December 14th could be a different place. I don't know how they do it in other parts of the world. Maybe Gripper can illuminate us on how the internet is taken care of overseas, but here we have a free and open internet, and that's the way it should be, you know, net neutrality. And piece of shit Ajit Pai, the new appointed, not elected official of the FCC, is holding a vote on December 14th for basically the future of net neutrality as we know it. So they are for sure, I guarantee you, going to kill net neutrality, which means people like Comcast, who are unscrupulous. I've worked for the company before. I know how they work. Will start charging tiers. So if you're one of these people that like social media, maybe Facebook will be on one tier and Twitter will be on the other. And if you don't pay that, you'll still have access, but you'll be slowed down quite a bit. And this is going to hurt the little people like us. RP Grinders is the littlest of little on the internet. And, you know, if people block, you know, are slowing down content, nobody's going to want to download our show and anything like that. You know, I just wish that people were more uproarious about this and would speak out. I know I lent my name to petition against this act, and by all accounts, they don't care what we think. So I don't know what else we can do other than to gripe about it and maybe call Ajit Pai. His number at the FCC is readily available on their website. Please search for it and give him a call. Leave him a message and tell him that net neutrality is important and, you know, we want our voices to be heard. There is a website that you can send an automatic form to them and call your Congress people. The only thing that's going to help is flooding our Congress people's mailbox, whether they're Democratic or Republican. Over 90% of the people in the United States believe that the net should just be left alone and not butchered by ISPs. So it's an important subject, net neutrality. Please look it up. I'm not an authority on net neutrality other than to tell you it can only lead to very, very bad things for the little people. You know, the Facebooks of the world might be okay, but your favorite YouTuber might not be okay. You know, your favorite podcast might not be okay. You know, anybody that's doing any creative thing on the net will not be okay. I wished it wasn't this way. I wished Ajit Pai was not the guy in charge there, because he's the swamp. He was appointed by Trump to basically dismantle the FCC, just like Rick Perry is there to dismantle the Department of Energy, Betsy DeVos with the education system here. You know, everything that is the swamp is happening now. So it's a terrible thing, and I hope that we can, you know, if you're a United States citizen, I don't know what they're doing over there. He says, I think Ripper said what they do over there, but I haven't seen it. But so that's one stinko. The other stinko is Trump himself. He did something that I think should be an immediate impeachable offense. He declared a capital of a country that he had no business declaring. He is, you know, he has no right to do that. It's one of several things that Trump should be impeached for, and I hope Congress just ends this fucking American nightmare.
Let's start the apocalypse like the crazy Christian conservative politicians want.
I don't really understand it.
What happened was Trump declared.
I understand like what he's doing is moving.
You know the issue between Israel and Palestine.
Eric, let me.
I know the issues between them, but I don't understand what moving the capital is all about.
That's why it's all about land.
It's a major.
They think that
Eric.
God. Okay, you go.
Yeah, let me finish my thought. Basically, what Trump did is he declared a different nation's capital just out of thin air. We have an embassy in, I believe it's Tel Aviv.
Yeah. Like, we're moving from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Right, Jerusalem.
Like, I don't understand, like, what the whole, like, naming it the capital and everything is. Like, I don't understand.
All right, here's the deal. Jerusalem is a disputed territory between Palestine and Israel. They both lay claim to it. There are holy places there for...
And Jerusalem is considered the most holy of cities.
Yes, because it for Muslims and for Christians.
Yes.
Right?
I thought for Jewish people as well.
For Jewish people as well. But it's...
I thought that like this was like the main city. So like... So he's moving it to Jerusalem. Is that what is he saying that like it's the Jewish capital or something?
No,
or is it the Christian capital?
Here's the Muslim
capital?
Okay.
Like
no.
That's what I don't understand.
All right. Here's the whole motivation for what Trump did. Okay. Number one, he put a lot of people in jeopardy, Americans at the consulate especially. But let's just take it on face value. Basically, what he's doing is he's trying to seem pro-Israel because Israel's our ally, and he's trying to pander to Israel because reasons, right? Like they have this kind of pact going on. Okay. But the problem is, if you say that Jerusalem is Israel's, then you're discluding the Palestinians that also view that as a holy site. So he was pandering to the evangelicals more than anything in the United States. The evangelicals believe that that is where Armageddon is going to start. The holy war is going to start there, and that's where the rapture is going to be taking place, et cetera, et cetera. So it's to the evangelicals, this is like, oh, fuck yeah. You know, hell yeah, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. So it basically pisses off the Palestinians even more. And
it's basically nonsense that people fight over because they believe it's nonsense and they're willing to kill for it.
Right. And
so this is favoring Christianity.
So now yes. it's a bar hate and people are basically rioting all over the place.
Which religion is it favoring?
It's favoring evangelical Christians.
Okay. So this is favoring Christianity. So basically you're saying this is tipping the scales towards Christianity over Judaism.
It's basically picking a fight in that region.
Muslim.
Instead of being neutral, it's picking a side in a fight that I believe nobody will win. Because it's basically like putting a match on gas. Right?
Yeah.
So the gas.
Because this is something that originally was set in as policy by I don't remember which president, but they decided to like just kick it down, like because he ran on it and then said, well, once he got in office, like no, I'm just just trying to get your votes. But it's been kicked down the I know it's been kicked down the road like from president to president for years.
Yeah. Like I said, the disputed place is Jerusalem, and from my point of view, all it is fucking dirt town. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what it is. They're fighting over a bunch of dirt. But it's important religiously to both Muslims and, you know, Christianity in general. I lump Jewish people into Christianity because it's an offshoot of Christianity. Just like
and DB was saying what I was saying. He said that, to be fair, the Republicans passed an act to allow us to allow us to move the embassy to Jerusalem back in 95, but every president since then has avoided the issue because of the complex politics in the region. And this is what happened. Like, this is one of the things I've always complained about.
Trump did this because he's an idiot and doesn't realize the consequences of his actions, like always.
Right.
so many politicians have just kicked the shit down the road. They keep doing it. They do it locally. I know they do it in my town. I'm sure they do it in yours.
Yeah.
But they kick issues down the can down the road, and they are like, well, you know, somebody else down the line can take care of it.
See,
you do that, and eventually you're going to end up with some moron like Trump. He's like, instead of kicking stuff down the road, he's acting on everything.
Right. It's not.
In his stupid ways.
It's not that the decision that Trump made isn't within his power and all that, because as Dungeon Buster put it in chat, like their Republicans passed, they could change the consulate at any time. The problem is in the complexity and the nuance of the issues with, you know, the fighting between the Palestinians and the Israelites, you know. So you got those two factions always warring and always wanting to take control over Jerusalem instead of being able to live harmoniously in two different states. So it's a nuanced thing, and there's a reason why no other president has been able to fix it. Because A, they don't want to fix it.
That's the main problem, is that none of them I can't remember which president ran on it. I'm sure a lot of them have ran on it over the years.
They've all spoken on it. They've all said that they want a two-state solution to the problem, but nobody sits at a table and hashes these issues out, and it's just a simmering pot of fire, of gas. Yeah.
Instead of doing stuff like this, they'd rather go play golf.
Right. And this
hasn't started with Trump. This has been going on with every president.
No, Trump was just the match.
He's the guy that we want to play more golf.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. President, we want you to play lots of golf.
Yes.
He might as well, because like as long as he's playing golf, he's not doing shit.
Yep. Don't say.
Speaking of not doing
don't
shit.
Don't say that part. Just go play golf, Mr. President.
Yeah. Speaking of not doing shit. The Senate. Al Franken resigned.
Good.
Yes, I agree. And there's going to be many more. We talked about Hollywood. We're going to see it. There was a Republican senator that stepped down as well. I can't remember his
name. I
think
the cries for Trump need to start. We need to start becoming more vocal on
I
this.
Was just about ready to say that, Brakeman. We have a dual standard when it comes to Democrats and Republicans.
Because there's a Republican that just quit today, too. It's not between Republicans, it's Trump, specifically, who seems to be able to get away with goddamn everything.
Okay. It is a Republican/Democrat thing.
I'm sorry. A lot of politicians get away with everything, Republicans especially.
Yes.
That wasn't my argument. I'm sorry. I'm just – Trump is just – For some reason, seemingly bulletproof, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, let me tell you why it's a Democrat and a Republican thing. Al Franken, on his own volition, decided to resign, right? And he was, until these new revelations came up that other people were harassed by Al Franken, the issues at hand were less than somebody
this,
like...
This actually reminds me of another stinko I wanted to bring up, but go ahead.
Okay. Roy Moore is also running, and he basically has done way worse than Al Franken, and he's still running, and the Republicans are backing him. Including Mitch McConnell, the RNC. I know Mitch McConnell said that he believed the victims. Well, if you believe the victims, then you're screaming to high heavens that this guy cannot serve in the Senate. And if he does end up getting elected, you start an immediate ethics inquiry and committee on whether or not this guy is fit to serve, which he is most certainly not. I 100% believe the victims in this case. There's a 14-year-old that he tried to molest. There's a 16-year-old. There's more and more coming out all the time of underage people that this guy has tried to fondle. He tried to rape a 16-year-old. He ripped off her clothes and forced her head into his crotch. And if that's not enough to get you off of a senatorial ticket, then your party needs to just fucking go away and let a different party start. Because
GOP basically endorsed the rapists.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, you're speaking, you brought up, you kind of hinted at it, but Trump.
And again, Trump Eric, is also racist, so they kind of already did.
Eric. Yeah, for some reason, like, everybody tries to avoid Trump on the Republican side, mentioning him at all.
Yes, and it needs to come into light right now, because Trump has been accused by 16, as of this writing, 16 different women, all right?
And I know when I've talked to people like on this side, like publicly, mm-hmm. locally, I should say, it comes down. Well, what about Clinton? Like, this isn't about Clinton. Right now, we need to deal with Trump.
You can bring up Clinton.
You know what? There's a lot of fucking police officers in this country. Why can't they deal with both? Like, stop trying to deflect.
Doing
one shouldn't diminish your ability to take care of the other.
I totally agree. Yes. And all that does is deflect. So when you hear a Republican or a conservative person.
What about Hillary? Shut right, up.
Eric, let me finish. If you hear a Republican or anybody say, well, you know, he so-and-so did this. And so, in other words, you're saying, Eric, do you want to talk, Eric? Or, okay.
I just wanted to say that's what's called whataboutism.
Yeah, it's whataboutism. And it's a fallacy that needs to stop right now. So you cannot say, let's not talk about this guy who's sexually harassing because this other person is also sexually harassing. I agree with you, Brakeman. We can do both, all right? Trump should automatically be thought of for impeachment if any one of these allegations is true. And he's already admitted to, quote, grabbing women by the pussy. And the way that one of the
– See, you can chalk that up to like whatever acting or whatever. What you can always say is in court he admitted to saying rape isn't rape if you're married.
Okay.
That is all you need.
Okay, right.
He said it in fucking court.
But here's the problem.
There's no – like he can't say it was doctored, none of that other shit. You know?
Well, here's the problem. Brakeman. He basically admitted on tape in that Hollywood Access to a crime that he committed on another person that basically said, not basically, she did say, he reached up under my dress and felt my vagina over, you know, my panties. That is exactly what he's talking about. He's admitted to kissing women against their will. Can you imagine
that?
I know.
I'm just saying, like, he could just to convince people, say, like, that was just me acting and such. But you can't say in your performance in court was acting.
Well, right. And you can't say that you touching another woman's vagina that's not your wife and it's not warranted.
I agree with you. I'm not trying to defend it. I'm just saying, like, how I can see people trying to explain it away.
He made patches for the express purposes of going into the dressing room, harassing them.
And there is proof positive that he went into an underage girl's locker room and saw them naked. And last I check, if I were to look at an underage girl, if I walked in, let's say, at a Macy's to a place like a dressing room, and I opened the door and there was a, you know, on purpose to see a little girl naked, I'm pretty sure I would be in jail. Why Donald Trump is not in jail is beyond me. And I hope. I hope beyond hope that at the end of this investigation that Mueller is doing, that he gets put in jail for the rest of his fucking life because he deserves it. Not only
if
for
Trump decides to fire him. He should get impeached immediately.
He should be impeached immediately. There's no question about it. He 16 people, and you're telling it. It's like the Bill Cosby thing. At first, the defenders were like, "Oh, she's out of her mind. That never happened." 30 people later, did it happen? Yes, most certainly. Are there people out there unscrupulous that just want money? Yes, but not to that degree. So. In my view, I don't care what they catch Donald Trump on, whether it's money laundering or obstruction of justice or collusion or whatever. That guy is a danger to society and he needs to be put in prison and he needs to have the label of sexual predator on his record. And he should have to register as a sex offender if he wants to live in this country, in my opinion.
He also needs to be rehabilitated.
Disgusting. He is disgusting.
If possible. I don't know if
he'll probably go to like one of those Christian rehabilitation camps, you know, where they read Bible quotes all day.
Oh, God. That would be worse.
I'd definitely fight hard against that if that were
to... What was that guy that went there, that scumbag... He was cheating on his wife, and he had that TV Wiener? Show.
Anthony Weiner?
What's that? Anthony? No. He had a TV show. He was cheating on his wife, and he was caught on...
Disick? Scott Disick for the Kardashians?
No, Ashley Madison, and he was like the preacher's kid or something.
Bachelor? Shit. I don't know, dude.
I can't remember.
But
Duggar? Duggar.
Oh, the Duggars, yeah.
That guy, like, he went to... His rehabilitation was he went to a religious camp to read Bible quotes.
Yeah. By the way, Trump... what was I going to tell you? That whole Jerusalem thing, that's very dictatorial of him, dictatorial of him to appoint a capital that's not even his own country. It's like if he were to declare New York the capital of the United States. Or a person, let's say the Prime Minister of Germany declared New York the capital, and they were going to move their consulate to New York instead of Washington. Do you think that the United States would allow it? No. So he's becoming more and more of a dictator every day, and I just hope he gets out before he takes control of everything. So it's a sad state the United States politics is in right now, but hopefully it can turn around soon. Let's move on to our sweetos, Breakman. Your sweeto, obviously.
Oh, my sweeto goes to after it's been more than 6 years, I think, since they've announced a Mega Man title.
Yeah, Mega Man 11.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
And me and
Mega
Breaker
Man 11 is happening.
Thinking about doing a Gasm podcast.
A Breakgasm. Yes. That's the name of this show, Breakgasm Fest. Mega Man 11 is exciting news for all you old school gamers.
It looks like next year isn't just that, because there's the Mega Man X collection.
Yeah.
And Mega Man...
I don't know if it's a collection, but they're definitely putting all of them out.
Yeah.
I thought it was a whole collection.
It probably is. They didn't give us any information at all about that. Just that they're doing something with X games.
Yep. So that's exciting news for old school gamers.
Also hear the Switch version of the Legacy Collection 2 will have 2 and 1 will have the museum mode, which is apparently a 3DS exclusive feature.
Yeah. Breakman.
Dungeon Buster in chat says 2018 is really 20XX.
Yeah, because we don't know if we'll be here in a year.
Yeah, exactly. Breakman, are you hoping it's as hard as the originals?
Well, I wanted that to be challenging.
Yeah. I agree. I think it should be as challenging. That's what people.
Some people
about
say that 3 is hard, but I think this is harder.
I think the first one's the hardest, personally. But like 10, I think.
Tanks, of course, it's hard.
Yeah. Well, there, Mega Man 9 was designed to be a hard game. But after you've played it for a while, I think there's a really good flow to the game. Whereas Mega Man 10, it seems like they made it just to be hard.
I don't know. Mega Man 10 felt easier to me.
The bosses, I think the bosses were easier, but I think the levels were a bit harder. I think they were trying to make it like...
I don't know. I didn't have to worry about Tornado Man's like Death Trap City.
Dungeon Buster says the Orange Golem in the first game was so tough. Yeah.
It didn't have energy tanks either, but it did have that rescue thing that he'd drop items, so it was kind of like an energy tank.
Yeah. Well, and I also hated how in the Wily stages you'd have to fight like one boss, and then you could play through a level and fight another boss. Hmm. Like, fuck you, god damn it! I was like hurt from fighting the first boss.
Then you're the way clone. The first game did it. The way the first game did, like, the refights were stupid. It's like, boss, boss, boss. Now they have, like, an entire room where you can recover or, like, at least die and then pick up from your next life afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah. But
I think in one, if you die, you have to fight them over again.
Yeah, the first... Hold on, I gotta pause.
Yeah, that's all right. Eric, you're sweeto.
I was gonna say, like, I'm sorry, I had to mute myself because of. Train. Horn blowing in the background, but what I was gonna say, like the original Mega Man, like the first six stages are extremely easy though. Mm. Like what do you think are like the hardest boss stages?
Anything in Mega Man Bass.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Bass. Why did I say Bass? I don't know.
I know what you meant. But I think of like the in Mega Man 3 when you do the Doc Robot stages.
Those were difficult, but I think those are the most difficult part of 3. I think after that, it's kind of smooth sailing.
Yeah, the Wily stages in Mega Man 3 were not hard. Yeah, if you wanted to get into one, like I'd recommend like that one or maybe 5. Like those have the easiest Wily stages.
Yeah. So Eric, you're Sweeto.
I don't have one. That was like last week. I forgot to delete it.
All right.
Other than Mega Man 11 getting announced along with you, other Mega Man stuff and the Romancing Saga 2 stuff.
All right. Anything else, Eric, before I go into my...
Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a sequel to Romancing the Stone?
I hope so. I
mean, there was a sequel to Romancing Stone. I mean, another sequel.
Yeah.
I'm covering my voice in time for this week. It's another Sweeto.
Yeah. All right. Mine is... I can't remember the guy's name, but there was a video of a guy that was running away from a police officer. We've talked about it before on this show. It's kind of a bittersweet Sweeto, though. But anyways, long story short, officer shoots this guy in the back as he's running away 5 times. And he was convicted. He pled guilty to murder in the first degree and something else. And via technicality, he's going to spend 20 years of his life in jail. And he did not get the original convictions that the family was going for, but he pleaded guilty to some other charges. And his ass is going to prison for 20 years. I wished it was more like 60 to 80 years or life in prison. But this was the first time in a long time I can remember a cop getting this big of a sentence. I can't remember the guy's name. It was a real famous video where, you know, the guy was running away, literally running away from this maniac who is wielding a gun and gets shot in the back. And the officer planted a taser next to his body, and that was picked up on camera. So he was definitely a dirty piece of shit cop. And I hope this sets a really good precedent moving forward. I think the minute that you're in handcuffs, you're incapacitated, and I think the minute that you turn your back to run away, that is a very defenseless, prone position that the officer had no right to use excessive force for. And I hope that we get to the point where officers regularly, if they do this kind of heinous type of crime, get convicted on these charges and get put away for a long time. Super ridiculous. So that's my Sweeto, that a policeman actually got convicted. Any thoughts on that at all? No? None? All right. Did I lose everybody? Maybe I lost everybody.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was muted.
Oh.
So, sorry, you were talking, so I figured I had to mute myself before I got angry. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No. I agree. Like, there was another video that came out of a cop that was acquitted murdering somebody else again this week.
Yeah, and
like it's good to see finally like one cop at least being punished. I mean, I'd like to see a lot more, but you know, it's a start.
I think everyone should be treated that way. If you're found, like, I think I know the video you're referring to. It was a black guy, of course, that was basically sobbing on his knees. Got shot in the back.
Begging not to be shot. Like, begging. Please don't shoot me. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yep. Hands up, knees on the ground, begging for his life, sobbing, and he gets shot by the police and killed. And he was acquitted. And I think it's not only a systemic problem. I think it's a perception problem. when you have a jury made up of majority white people, they have this perception of cops as being our friends. They are not our friends. There was a video, I think I've talked about it before, of a woman, a nurse, a white nurse, that brought a lot of attention in Utah that the police was being a jerk. She was following the law to a T, and she was arrested or placed in handcuffs, put in the back of a car. So not only was it traumatizing, but super embarrassing to this hero of a woman that was protecting a patient's rights. And luckily she didn't get killed or, you know, anything like that. But I think cases like that bring a real shining bright light onto the problem that we have with the police department. They are not our friends. They never have been.
And well, it's more like they should be our friends, but
they are not.
People don't live up to that.
They are not. They are absolutely not.
Well, maybe if
not.
They started punishing them, the ones that are bad, maybe they would start acting better.
Then that would be the vast majority of police, Brakeman, because they got this thing called the blue wall of silence, that if any officer speaks out, he's shunned and got rid of. There was a police officer that was a hero in the Orlando shooting that got placed on, quote, desk duty because he was having PTSD going through that massacre. And they decided to let him go right before his 10 years so he would get less of a pension because they needed to bring on a cop that could go back on the streets, which is code for you fucking had your issues with PTSD, so we're going to punish you for it. It's the whole culture of the police department that needs to be taken care of. And we also need to take back every single military weapon that these idiots have.
The shoot first attitude has got to stop.
The shoot first attitude, the training needs to be different. Yep. And the militarization of every police force that has military weapons needs to be abolished.
You want to hear the difference, the vast difference in how police officers usually operate in Japan as opposed to the U.S.?
Go ahead, Eric.
When dealing with a drunk person, since it's hard to have guns and stuff like that, usually when they have to deal with somebody like a drunk, because like they'll never get usually more than that. What they'll do is they'll basically hold down the belligerent person in question and get a big old blanket and wrap him up like a burrito, and then carry him off to the jail so he can and lock him in a cell until he can cool off.
Yeah, right, and that's the way it should be. Here it's shoot first and ask questions later, especially if you're a minority. I'm not saying that there aren't white people that treated like that, but the likelihood of a white person being executed basically is way less than if a minority is in custody. It's a huge issue. It's a problem that isn't easy to solve. But it needs to be addressed, and we need to stop looking at cops as heroes and good people, and we need to look at them as the opposite, as our enemies. And I'm not saying go out and start a revolution and take guns and, you know, combat the police. What I'm saying is we need to be more cognizant of things, use our cameras to catch every incident of wrongdoing, up to and including speeding, using their lights to get past red lights, which I've seen on several.
We've
occasions.
All seen that.
And
everybody I know has seen that.
It's a blatantly, blatantly bad thing for police to break the law. Right. In my opinion, I think the penalties for policemen breaking the law should be bigger. So if we get a fine, let's say of $100 for going 5 miles over the speed limit, a cop should be held accountable and should have to pay double that, because they are way more aware or they're supposed to be way more aware of the laws than we are as citizens. They're supposed to be there to serve and protect us. And 9 times out of 10, it's the opposite. All they do is add fire to, gasoline to that flame. And case in point, a personal experience of mine, I think I've talked about it on Grinders before. The first year that the Colorado Avalanche were here, they won the Stanley Cup, the championship. And we were having a good time downtown until the police showed up. And then all hell broke loose and they started tear gassing everybody indiscriminately, including a camera crew that was just about ready to interview me about the festivities and the happiness that was going on there. And the police completely ruined it. They came in with their shields and military gear and all that shit and proceeded to shoot tear gas. And I got tear gassed, and the reporter got tear gassed, the camera person got tear gassed. So nobody was doing anything super extraneous or zany. I think there was one guy that was on the pole, not climbed the, street pole, but just kind of on it, stepped up on it. Other than that, I personally did not witness anybody doing anything wrong but celebrating. And that's what we got for celebrating, was tear gas. And it's not the first time that shit like that's happened to me and others celebrating. So I think it's time to really think about police reform and training. I think training is probably the biggest issue that's wrong with the police department. And I also think that you need to do background checks and psychological tests to determine whether or not someone is capable of, being a police officer. I don't think you should always hire veterans unless you know for a fact that they don't have PTSD going into that job, because that could affect the way that they perceive things, maybe. There's a lot of factors, but, it really is time for us to be very cognizant of things like that. And, again, calling your Congress people and complaining and saying, please help us police reform. We don't want to see anybody else killed, whether they're black, white, green, purple, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it shouldn't matter.
Problem. Yeah. So, that's my rant on my sweet old, but I did find it refreshing that, for once a policeman was given a 20-year sentence for killing somebody. So there you go. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we leave? Are there any pressing issues that you guys?
Next week, by the start of next week, I'll have seen the Star Wars movie. Will you guys?
I will try.
I don't know. I'm trying to work it out whether or not I can go with my mom and dad, because I was kind of hoping to see a movie with them.
Because I know I'm going to want to talk about it.
If not, I'll let you talk about it while I'm, get off the air. But I'm going to try to see it.
Yeah, I'm imagining the guys like Dungeon Buster are going to see it too, and he's probably want to go into spoilers. I'm just warning everybody, next week's probably going to be a spoiler.
Well, that's fine. I want to see it in the theater, because there's nothing like seeing a big movie like a Marvel movie, mm-hmm. or a Disney movie, or...
I just saw that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is now on Netflix. So
I know, and it pisses me off because I bought the 4K version of that motherfucker, and they put it on Netflix. Son of a bitch.
Well, you got the 4K version. Netflix doesn't go that high, does it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they have 4K.
Yeah, but not for every title. So that might not be one of the titles.
They have 4K. Jack,
Kylo Ren is in the new Star Wars movie.
Oh, spoilers, Dungeon Buster. Sorry. How dare you?
Sorry, listeners.
Finn's in the movie. movie too. That's a spoiler.
Oh, damn. No, you should have said spoiler alert.
Luke Skywalker's in the movie
too. No, you didn't say spoiler alert.
Luke's cybernetic arm is in the movie.
I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. Mark Hamill's Luke Skywalker is in the movie.
Okay, that's one thing I really don't understand. Why did the technology on his hand seemingly go backwards?
Maybe it'll look different. Gripper says, no!
I'm thinking it's because he lost his other hand, and that's all they had on hand at the moment. So, and he never
that's,
bothered.
That's all they had on hand.
Oh, man. I love that slip. I missed it. I'm sorry, Eric. Well done.
Give that man the hand. Anyways. I could go on all day. All right. Anything else, guys?
You make me choke on my beer.
Dungeon Buster says.
Return of the Jedi, he had like a hand that looked like a fucking hand.
Yeah, but didn't it get cut off at the end? Anyway.
He cut off Vader's hand at the end. He got shot earlier in the movie.
I'm imagining it has something to do with Kylo Ren.
But he comes back and like in the new one he's got like a robotic hand that looks like his dad's hand and shit. It's like,
what if it actually is his dad's hand?
I've always wondered how does he masturbate with that monstrosity of a hand. How can he do the Western grip with that hand? That's what
Dude,
I want.
He has the force.
He has the force. He uses the force to masturbate. He uses the force to masturbate.
We should name this episode Force Masturbation.
Absolutely. For sure. All right. On that note, I think we should end this show, man. This debacle of a show. Force masturbation. That's awesome. Let's see. Breakman, let's do some plugs, man, before we get out of here.
I'm going to plug RP Grinders on Twitter and at @break_man because that's all I can think of.
And we will read your comments on air if you tweet at RP Grinders. Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG and sites I write for like BostonBastardBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, FogNetwork.com, and HonestGamers.com. And I do have a Patreon page, but if you want to download during the service creep, I mean, you could donate there, or I'll try to get something set up for PayPal so you could just do it directly.
There you go.
And I could use it because helping pay off my car is a good thing for me.
You but, have a car, dude.
And it should be worth it to you because I write reviews that at least one person says are good. I don't know if Frank might be biased, but
Normally that statement would be true. I'm always biased towards my friends, but you are a very good reviewer of games and very detailed. Some might say very spoilery detailed on video games, but you do a great job.
Eric. Not that spoilery. I try to avoid them, actually.
But they're very good. They're very insightful and, worth taking a look at. That way you can decide to purchase a game or not. And he does reviews of games that you won't see anywhere else. So that's one good thing about it. Anything else, Eric?
I think it's kind of funny that Jim Sterling's gone away from reviews and done more impression-style reviews because that's kind of what I've been doing. But I still do a review process, and I give a game ultimately a score.
Dungeon Buster says, not quite an elegant weapon for a more civilized time, talking about masturbation. Luke, use the force. Wait, what are you doing? Put your pants back. Oh, that's... Breakman talking about that.
But otherwise, there's also my YouTube page, Funny T Man. Maybe I'll finally get around to actually uploading some snack review videos.
Yeah, those videos are cool, man. I dig those videos. All right.
Other than that, that's all I have to really say.
Alright. Thanks everybody in chat, Gripper, Dungeon Buster, Bridget, who was in the Twitch chat. Just a reminder, next week I'm not going to be paying attention to the Wicked Radio chat. It's all going to be in Twitch. So if you have your IRC players, find the, I think it's, it's like irc.chat.twitch.tv, and the room will be RP Grinders. So set your IRC clients accordingly. We're live every Friday at 7 Eastern time. So if you want to join us live on YouTube or Twitch or Ustream, your choice, then feel free to join us there and join the fun. I don't know. I'm debating on whether or not to do a Grinder dance party next week, because last one, nobody showed up. So I don't know. Doing it by myself, nobody to request songs. We'll see. We'll see how I feel next week. Maybe I'll
do it. Yeah, sorry. I was busy last week.
No, it's all good, man. All right, guys. Gripper, thanks so much. Dungeon Buster, Bridget, who else? Who am I missing? Anybody else?
There's a new serial apparently coming out based on Mario Odyssey.
Oh, sweet.
I don't know. Like, those mascot serials, anytime they bring out a serial based on, like, a movie or a video
game. Star Wars. It's always marshmallows.
Well, yeah, it's always those generic marshmallows and, like, a generic cereal, you know?
How dare you. I like that
It's never.
The original NES serial system was garbage too.
Yeah, it's never any good. It's always like the most generic shit.
How dare you? That's like Lucky Charms. How dare you?
This shit's probably gonna be like Chex and marshmallows.
How dare you? How dare you guys disparage the Mario Odyssey cereal? All right, that's all we have for this week. Stay safe this weekend, everybody. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, guys.